Hello there, I'm Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, folks. Drew Badger here. This is Big Scary News, episode 172, and we're going to start off with some gaming news on some possible new Silent Hill games. That's with an S. I did say plural. Via BloodyDisgusting.com. This rumor might be too good to be true for many who long for a return of Silent Hill that doesn't involve pachinko. Though, as always, have your salt shaker ready. According to Twitter user Aesthetic Gamer, who has been known in the past for accurate leaks surrounding news about Capcom, it's being said that Konami may not have one, but two Silent Hill titles in the works. Not only that, but they also suggest that one of those properties might be revealed this year. Konami has apparently been listening to pitches from various developers, with one pitch involving a soft reboot of the series and another being more of an episodic game akin to Telltale's The Walking Dead. No word if some of those developers were the remnants of Team Silent, who had worked on the original game prior to the release of Silent Hill Origins. You can see the tweet on Aesthetic Gamer's Twitter page and draw your own conclusions. We have this news from the Halloween in Summer Festival in Magna, Utah. The post that I have been dreading. It is with a heavy heart that we announce the Halloween in Summer Festival is temporarily postponed. In order for us to put on the type of event that you've all come to love, we need to have sponsors. We've been reaching out for sponsorship since August and have not had any commit. Without their help, we cannot afford to put on this show. This is not a cancellation, but a simple postponement as we try to line up sponsors. I will keep all of you informed as we move forward. Keep up with any new developments, or if you wish to help sponsor the event, visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/Kilted Entertainment's Halloween in Summer Festival. We have this update from Crypticon Seattle. We have a new 2020 guest announcement. Crypticon Seattle is delighted to welcome the voice of the Crypt Keeper himself, John Kassir, to the convention this May. In addition to starring in the Tales from the Crypt television series, John has lent his vocal talents to Tiny Toon Adventures, Pocahontas, Eek the Cat, The Simpsons, Rocket Power, and many more television and film projects. Get your tickets and all information at CrypticonSeattle.com. Speaking of cons, we have this update from the Carolina Fear Fest in Raleigh, North Carolina. We have a new guest. We're excited to have Zach Galligan joining us for our 2020 convention, and we heard he's bringing a friend. Zach has starred in Waxwork, Gremlins, Tales from the Crypt, and many more. Get more information about Carolina Fear Fest happening May 22nd through the 24th at CarolinaFearFest.com. We have a lot of haunt news coming up. We're going to start with this from the Dark Hour Haunted House in Plano, Texas. The Irish hold the legend of St. Patrick, whose story is a common one, and the witches know it well. They waited until the veil between the world of humans and the world of fairies was stretched thin, and Shannon McKenna rose to power in the Dark Hour Coven. She called upon the Leprechaun and the Fomorian Giants, the Trolls, Fairies, and Goblins. She demanded that they go out and hunt men, using them in rituals as she makes a mockery of the holiday. to wreak havoc on the land and spread fear in the surrounding areas so the coven can take hold is their only purpose. They swarm at the call of the witches. The numbers of the wee and the fairy folk grew, coming through the portal from the Green Isle, but the witch Shannon McKenna is too greedy and has reached too far. Even a magical hold of the little people is broken if you try to take their gold. Now they're taking back what is theirs and more, and the witches are scrambling for power and dominance with you in the crossfire. Dark Hour Haunted House presents St. Patrick's Slay, March 13th and 14th. Get more information at darkhourhauntedhouse.com. We have this news from Panic Point Haunted Attraction in Youngsville, North Carolina. Spring is a time of transition where all things dormant, decaying, and rotting return to life. But not so fast. Before we hit the equinox and fully embrace the light, we commemorate one more final night on the haunted calendar filled with darkness and terror. Death is in season. The trooping fairies of the Celtic underworld will have their voices heard while pagan spells and incantations take hold of all who enter. Panic on St. Pat's returns Friday, March 13th. Yes, that's Friday the 13th. For one night only, the Haunted Forest, Dark Trail, and Howling Hayride will be open for all who attend, and Tobacco Wood Brewery will be on hand serving their custom brew for those 21 and older. More information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/panicpointnc. We have this news from the Infernum in Terra Haunted Attraction in Wheeling, West Virginia. Experience our St. Patrick's Day themed haunted house. Are you brave enough to test your luck? The wee folk have taken over the factory. They demand payment if you are to make it out alive. What could they want? Silver? Gold? Blood? Do you have the luck of the Irish? And will you survive? Coming March 13th and 14th only, tickets are only $15 each. The doors open at 6:30 and the last tickets sold at 11 p.m. Get more information at facebook.com/InfernumTerraHaunt. We have this news from the Shattered Nightmares Haunted House in Terre Haute, Indiana. This March on Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th, we bring you our first ever St. Patrick's Day haunt. Luck of the Dead from 7 to midnight. We will have a few demented leprechauns and other new creatures running inside our nightmares. Also, we will not send you with a tour guide. You'll enter on your own, one group, and one glow stick. And let's hope the luck of the Irish is on your side. Will you come visit us and try to escape the evil leprechauns and make it out alive? Get more information at facebook.com/shatterednightmareshaunt. We have this update from the Scares That Care Charity Weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia. On your marks, get set, here we go. It's time to kick off the 2020 Charity Weekend Williamsburg into gear, and it all starts with our amazing volunteers. Do you want in on the action? Just 8 hours of volunteer time and you receive a weekend wristband. Please read and fill out the forms and give them time to go through them all. If you have any questions, feel free to message them on Facebook or email them at omalley@scaresatcare.org. Get that application at facebook.com/groups/scaresthatcareweekend. We have a little more convention news, this time for an update from Days of the Dead coming to Las Vegas. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of genre icon Danny Trejo to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Vegas, happening March 20 through the 22nd at the Plaza Hotel and Casino. One of the most recognizable faces in Hollywood today, with over 200 credits to his name, Trejo has appeared in such films as From Dusk Till Dawn, Desperado, Heat, Grindhouse, The Devil's Rejects, and Con Air, just to name a few, and is most recently known for starring as the titular hero in Robert Rodriguez's Machete, as well as the soon-to-be-released sequel, Machete Kills. Tickets for Days of the Dead Las Vegas can be purchased at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the All Saints Lunatic Asylum in Apple Valley, California. All Saints Asylum is opening its doors for one night only in March for Friday the 13th. Superstitions, the Boogeyman, can you find all 13 superstitions while avoiding the asylum's new menace, the Boogeyman? Friday, March 13th from 7 to 10 p.m., only $13 to get in. We're located at 22521 Shawnee Road in Apple Valley. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/All Saints Lunatic Asylum. We have this haunt news from Castle Blood in Monessen, Pennsylvania. Come celebrate St. Patrick's Day at Castle Blood. It's our Celtic twist on our full Halloween-style show with just a wee bit of scare. Don't forget our pre-show sale, 4 tickets for either night, and a new St. Bat's t-shirt, total value $95, for only $50. This is a limited-time sale and will end before the show, so purchase your tickets soon. You can send PayPal to gravelymac@yahoo.com, and your tickets will be in the gift shop waiting for you. This is absolutely the best deal anywhere for this show. Happening March 13th and 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Get more information at castleblood.com. We have this news on a paranormal investigation from the Haunted Hillview Manor in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. We can't think of a better way to kick off our new season than the first public investigation of the year on the first Friday the 13th of 2020. On Friday, March 13th, our doors will open for 3 separate time slots. Details about the investigation and sign up for information will be on our Facebook and web pages soon. Hope to see you back at Haunted Hillview Manor in 2020. HauntedHillviewManor.com for more information. We have this news from the Warehouse Haunted Attraction in Weber City, Virginia. Bloodthirsty and out for revenge, Killian McRafferty and his clan will no longer sit idle and let the past be destroyed by the present. They're back to reclaim their gold and wreak havoc on Ol' Roy for stealing the gold all those years ago. But Ol' Roy and his twisted followers will stop at nothing to ensure that doesn't happen. Will you make it out, or will you be forced to join the dark side? It's Evil versus Evil on Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th at the Warehouse. Only one will come out on top. Just how lucky are you? Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Clinch Mountain Amusements. We have this from the Scream Chamber in Athens, Tennessee. This event will play on your fear of the dark and what is hiding behind the shadows. Your group will be given one candle to light your way. Hold tight. Stay together and find the exits before they find you. We know this isn't a fair game, but if you're brave enough, our monsters and the spirits that live within the chamber are waiting to play with you. Go ahead and scream. No one will hear you. Admission's only $15 with a touch pass, only $5 for 18 and older, and free parking. Get more information at thescreamchamber.com. And finally, we have this news from the 18th annual Rondo Awards. Since 2002, the Rondos have been fandom's only classic horror awards decided by fans for fans. Every nominee is being recognized for significant work or achievement in the year 2019, so add your voice and help make a difference. How to vote? All voting is by email only. Simply copy the ballot off the website. You can cut and paste it into an email. And marking your choices with an X or highlighting works fine. We know that can be awkward, so you can also just type out your choices and send an email with your picks to David Colton at taraco@aol.com by Sunday night at midnight, March 29th. No, you do not have to vote in every category. Vote for all, one, or a few. One vote per person, please. Every email must include your name to be counted. All votes are kept strictly confidential. No email addresses or personal information will ever be shared with anyone. So feel free to spread the word about the Rondo voting. on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Place Rondo ballots on your banners on your websites. Urge your friends and fans to vote. But please do not mass produce or duplicate ballots. Suspicious ballots will be rejected at the sole discretion of Rondo organizers. Let's keep this a fun vote. Again, to vote, email your picks to Taraco, T-A-R-A-C-O, at AOL.com. Finally, thanks as always to the thousands of fans, pros, and friends who have voted year after year. We look forward to hearing from you again, and let's make Rondo 18 the best ever. Cast those ballots at RondoAward.com. That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, of course, you know, Transworld is just a couple of short weeks away. And, you know, we've been talking to a lot of people about Transworld lately. We had Jen Braverman on a couple of shows ago, the current roundtable. We've got vendors from all over the country, some new ones, some old veterans. We're all talking Transworld. That's the big story in the news right now. But of course, it's always good to talk to this guy, because if you're a first-time person going to Transworld, or if you've been going to St. Louis for 11 years this year, you'll probably want to pop into the Darkness or the Limp Brewery for the Saturday night tours. And who else can we have to talk about that but Larry Kirchner down in St. Louis? Larry, are you with us?
Mentally, no. Physically, no. Spiritually, yes.
Excellent. And I also want to say Meat Hook Jim is here as a special guest. Jim, good to have you with us.
Hey, you know, I don't get to do too many of these, but I'm glad to be here and always love talking to Larry.
Excellent. So, Larry, we might as well just hop right into the meat of things. Saturday night is the big tours of the Darkness and the Limp Brewery. What have you got going on for 2020?
Well, we actually have a tour Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Ooh, that's even better. Let's start with Thursday. What's going on Thursday?
So, you know, to me, like, and I always tell people this, but my favorite tour is the one that we've been doing, you know, like the first one, which is where, you know, there's no actors. And you can, you know, we don't pump any fog in, and you can walk through the attraction at your own pace. And the tour starts at Limp at 7 o'clock, and then you go over to the Darkness, and the first thing you get to walk through is the Limp, or is the our new escape rooms and just all the escape rooms in general. And then you make your way over to the Darkness, to Terror Visions, and then at the end, you know, I'm standing there. But I like those tours better. I mean, like, Universal Studios does them for their four nights, and they sell them out because people want to, like, you know, go see, you know, what you've done new. And I think that haunted house owners that go to scare seminars, I mean, like, I don't even understand that idea. Like, why the heck are you going to scare seminars? That's what you're in the business for. You know, I'm more interested in seeing, you know, like new stuff. You know, what did you do? When you go through it, it's kind of like this. If I really like the movie Ford versus Ferrari, which, by the way, I do, it's a great movie. If I have the Blu-ray, you know, I can back it up. I can stop it. I can go through it 100 times. But if you're at the movie theater, you know, you only get to see it the one time, you know. And so that's why I like these behind the scene tours, because you can literally stop and take it in. We allow people to do photographs and video and so on and so forth. The whole intent is to help inspire haunted house owners, you know, by showing them the things that we're doing.
Nice. So there will be a Lights On tour on Thursday of Limp and The Darkness, it sounds like. And I love the analogy between, you know, the Blu-ray of a movie and seeing it in the theater. Everybody wants that theater experience, i.e. lights off, actors, everything. But it is more fulfilling when you can back up and see it. And you know, Haunters, you know, we're all about checking out the scenic design and what's happening over here and what's in this room, as opposed to the general public that doesn't get to see that.
You know, when I go to like Universal or Disney, I spend a lot of time just looking, you know, at stuff, not so much caring about, oh, let's ride this ride that takes 3 minutes and it whips you through, you know. And here's the thing, if Universal Studios, and I'm just giving you an example, but if Universal Studios said, hey, for $500, we'll walk you through King Kong, we'll walk you through Harry Potter, we'll walk you through everything for $500, I would be the first one in line. If they said it was $1,000, I'd be the first one in line, right? And, you know, and I used to tell people, you know, when they would say, oh, you're charging $125 on it, whatever. It's like I went to a seminar about in Chicago about sponsorship. Just to get in the door was $2,500. You know, and I learned one thing, but that one thing made me understand how to sell sponsorships a lot better. So I would pay the $2,500 again. That's the difference between me, I guess, and the mentality of some other people. I don't know. But for $125 or whatever, you get to walk through our escape rooms. You get to walk through our haunted houses and see all the hard work that we've done. And, you know, I think that's better. That's just my opinion.
There's always a market for that. Again, you know, when the Haunters would go on the tours for Midwest, like, you know, now they're going through Chicago tours. But when we'd go to Michigan, or when we'd go to Cincinnati, or when we'd go to, you know, Pittsburgh, you know, that was the one thing I think everybody was interested in. They wanted to go in and see how everything was, how everything looked, the behind the scenes, everything. And, you know, You're not scaring a bunch of Haunters with a full lights on and actors tour or whatever, but those lights on tours and the Q&As afterwards, those were really the highlights of a lot of those. So it looks like you're going to have, and I'm assuming that tickets are selling fast for this.
They don't sell super fast until you get really close to Transworld. But you know, I tell people, here's the funny thing, too. I want to address this because I think a lot of people want me to address this. And I'll address it in audio, you know, consider it live in person. You know, I was talking to Ben Armstrong today, and we were talking about, and he's asked me about the stuff that we were doing in the darkness. And then I told him, I said, yeah, you know, this is probably going to be the last haunt tour we do. And he laughed and he said, you always say that. And, you know, and here's the difference between last year, we were doing this haunt tour and we were literally doing it right up until the last minute. I mean, literally. And every year that we've done this haunt tour, it's been all the way up to Transworld and a little bit more. Okay. Meaning, like, even after Transworld, we had more work to do. And this year I changed the thought process, and, you know, and I said, well, this year it's going to be up to Valentine's, because we just opened for Valentine's this past Saturday. It's going to be up to Valentine's and a little more. Right. And so we're going to be done with this about 30 days prior to Transworld. It's going to be completely done. And we have lots of projects we're working on. But the difference was last year I literally was super stressed out and like, I'm never doing this again. It's not worth it. It's like mentally unhealthy for me and it's just killing me. And this year I've actually just taken an approach of like, hey, I'm having a lot of fun doing it, you know, and I'm just doing one thing at a time. I'm not trying to do a bunch of stuff all at once. You know, I'm doing one thing at a time and I'm having a lot more fun. And I've set a deadline, which was Valentine's and a little more, which means, yes, we have a little bit more work to do and we're doing it and we should have it all done the end of this week. But the big thing, the big takeaway, the reason why I probably will not do it again next year is because I am buying, or at least I'm trying to buy, a old grocery store near my house. Okay.
Oh, really?
And I'm going to put, and I'm going to put a haunted house in it, but the building is big. And so, but I'm going to be opening like a social media type of bar. Okay. And it'll have axe throwing and everything else. So every year after after Halloween's over, I usually spend like every waking minute trying to rebuild the darkness, trying to build a new escape room, blah, blah, blah. And this, instead of doing that, I'll be out near my house, like building a whole new building out. So that would be the difference.
So what is going on Friday night? You know, Thursday night's going to be the lights on with everything with Limp and Darkness. What is Friday night's tour?
Yeah, you know, we opened Limp a couple years ago, and I didn't really think anybody cared. And, you know, and I said, oh, we're going to open it one time, and that's it. And then, but the people who came liked it more than they liked the Darkness, which I couldn't believe. And they just thought it was the greatest thing, you know? It's like, they love the atmosphere of it. You know, they loved everything about it. So we said, well, you know, why not? I guess it's there, so why not open it? And so we did. And so that's Friday night. And, you know, mind you, it's only going to be open for 2 hours. Okay. So when I say that, hey, it's limited to 500 tickets, well, it is, because I'm not going to cram people through. Right. That's number one. And number two, I don't want to be there all night. Right. So it's going to be limited to the first 500 people, and we should be able to comfortably get them all in, right, with no problem. And we want the people in the haunted house industry to the people who want to buy a ticket to have fun.
Being an actor who did act in Limp, I believe the first year you were open for Trans World, that was a lot of fun. I mean, I think you were open a lot longer than 2 hours, or certainly seemed like it, but everybody came through, seemed to have a good time. So
yeah, now it's 2 hours. It's 7 to 9.
Yeah.
So the last person has to be there by 9, and you know, whoever's left will put them in. But yeah, I'm just not interested in killing myself anymore. And but you know what? I will tell you, and I've told this to a bunch of people recently, and I was, you know, giving some advice to some would-be haunters who are 25 years old. And I said, you know, at my age, you know, I'm not happy about being older, but I told them point blank that, you know, when you get to be, you know, when you're 30, you think you're full of energy and you think, you know, you can take on the world. But, you know, when you're 30, you're still learning. But when you get to be 40, 45, 50, you may not be the strongest or the fastest version of yourself, but you're definitely the smartest version. So, you know, I have a new model. It's, you know, work less, make more. Okay. And the only way you can do that is because you work smarter, not harder. And so you got to take everything you've learned and you've got to put it into everything you do. And I'll give you an example. In the Darkness, we've actually renovated 16 scenes this year, if you can believe that. Wow. And we look back at some of the scenes that still look okay, and we look at how, oh man, we did this scene on a how-to DVD, but look at this and look at what we've done recently. They're not even in the same league. It's because you get better. And so we actually went back and redid some of those scenes to make them look as good as what we're doing now, opposed to what we did 8 years ago. Things have really changed because you get smarter. And I think that's how you get better.
Absolutely. So anyway, Saturday night obviously is going to be the Big Darkness tour, and you just said 16 new scenes. That's a lot. You know, I've watched you on forums, you know, new stuff coming to the Darkness on the Haunt World forums and things, and you post a lot of pictures and stuff. So I think everyone's going to be really looking forward to seeing all the new stuff. I do not know how many rooms you or how many scenes you have in the Darkness. How much is 16? Is that half of it, a third of it?
Well, you know, here's the thing, by the way. When I say 16 new scenes, there's not 16 new scenes, but there's 16 scenes that we've done some sort of renovation to or okay. upgrade or we completely built from scratch. Okay.
Oh,
so it's a
okay.
combination of those three things. I'll give you an example. In the wheelchair scene, which is, I really like that room. It's really not scary. Okay. So we really wanted to focus on making the Darkness scarier this year. And oddly enough, one of the things that I learned from spending time with my actors and the people running the place is that they didn't even understand that we had these, foot pedal, but we don't have them on the ground. We have them on the wall. We have about 30 pedals inside of scare boxes that actors can press and set off some loud audio effect as a weapon or a tool. Mm. So one of the things that we've really focused on at the Darkness this year is we've had a couple of training seminars, okay, to make sure that people understand, like, hey, here are some of the cool things in the Darkness you can use. But getting back to the scene I'm talking about, in the wheelchair, I bought a really cool animation from Poison Props that I thought enhanced it. It was the one that goes pins itself up against the wall, and mm-hmm. it looks really good. And we had to do the scene a little bit different so that it didn't, you know, kill anybody when it comes down, because I have it literally hitting right in your face. So that would be an example of doing something that didn't take a whole lot of effort, but it was done. And then we have other scenes where we have drastically improved them, or scenes where we've taken them out completely and rebuilt them. And there's one scene in the Darkness that we did that's upstairs that I think is going to be the most copied scene in the industry this year when people see it, because the scene took us exactly one day to set up. And once people see, you know, like how effective it is, and how easy it was to do, I fully expect everybody to be trying to do it. And it was totally done with the purpose of being scarier. We took a scene, which was the dining room scene, which was probably one of the absolute least scary scenes in the whole entire haunted house. And now it might be the scariest. All my actors want to work in it. Everybody. Sure.
We are certainly looking forward to seeing that. Larry, what are you going to have on the show floor itself? What services and products are you going to be offering for people coming to the trade show floor?
You know, that's the interesting thing too, because that's part of the stress that I got from you know, the whole Transworld experience was, you know, we've been trying to set up these like elaborate facades as well, and every year it gets to a point where I don't even think it's possible to do it. So, but this year, believe it or not, we've essentially finished the Darkness, and we are already about a week into building a booth for Transworld. So we're way ahead of the curve. What we're doing is we're setting up a full blown 3D haunted house on the trade show floor. The theme is not going to be clowns, because I feel like everybody's already seen us do clowns, right? Through TerraVision. So we decided to do a theme that's Sleepy Hollow. And because I'm a traditionalist by nature, I really like the outdoors when it comes to haunted houses. People ask me, what's your favorite haunted house that you have? And I always tell them Creepy World. Not the Darkness. That's the one people know it for the most. But the Creepy World is mostly outside. It has a hayride. Mm-hmm. You know, it's cold. You know, you have to park the cars. I don't know. There's just something about that kind of attraction that I like better. But so this attraction that we're building will ultimately find its way into Creepy World. So we're building the booth for Trans World, then it will be taken to Creepy World installed. And it's going to be cool. The facade is going to be a big windmill. And we shot CGI effects for it of the Headless Horseman running around inside the windmill. It's like a tavern windmill. And there's people drinking ale, and then the Headless Horseman comes and cuts their heads off. And it's going to be fun.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I think I have been seeing on social media, people are starting to receive copies of the latest issue of Haunt World. So the magazine is now out, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it took us an entire year to do it. You know, the magazine, it doesn't make money, obviously. I know that you guys do this for the love of it, right?
Oh,
definitely. You're certainly not buying Lamborghinis, you know. And if you are, can you hire me? I want to work for you guys. The magazine is a lot of work, okay? It's not easy to put one together. And I'm also, like, a firm believer that, you know, I wasn't a fan of other Haunted House magazines, and we won't say who they are, but because I don't like all the fluff, okay? In my opinion, and I've shared this with Jen from Transworld 530 different times, that although a scare seminar might really sell, or a how to detail a haunt or whatever might really sell a lot of tickets, the things that haunt owners need to learn the most about is business related stuff, like how to market your haunted house. Like I was just talking to Ben Armstrong about how we did so good marketing Valentine's. We did 50% better than last Valentine's, but I've gotten smarter about how to market the attractions through, you know, social media. Okay. And so I've learned a lot. And so we increased the business 50%, but haunters need to learn about digital marketing. They need to learn about how to figure out ways to raise revenue. You know, I think a lot of haunts now are what I would call antique. You know, when you look at the new 13th floor haunted house that just opened in Houston, they got a big old, you know, Kmart or whatever it was. They put a haunted house on the left and then some sort of axe throwing social bar on the right. So something that's open year round. And you look at Dwayne Sanborn, 13th Gate down in Baton Rouge, you know, his big money maker now is his escape rooms, you know, and they're open every day. And I think that instead of expanding haunts and making them bigger, you got to be thinking about, hey man, where could I find the room, you know, to add something that you can either have year round or upcharge, you know? Absolutely. And so that's really where our focus is these days.
Sounds like, you know, that's the wave of the future, you know, keeping that building that you're paying exorbitant amounts for and rent and taxes and everything and only using it 6 weeks out of the year. Why not have escape rooms year round? And why not have axe throwing or a bar or something like that? So
you want to hear something crazy? So I've learned a lot about escape rooms, obviously, from when I built the first two. You know, and I'll tell you one of the things I've learned about escape rooms is you ever watch these National Geographic videos where a little Wolverine takes on a grizzly bear over a dead carcass or something? It's like, and then the grizzly bear runs away. It's like weird. But that's what an escape room is. They're like little Wolverines. They're so tiny, but they're just so much. They pack such a punch, you know, in terms of the amount of effort it takes, you know, to do it. And you learn from doing it, obviously. But so we were going to build a wizard. We were going to build a Dracula escape room. That was going to be our fifth one, was Dracula. And so at the last minute, I just said, you know what? Let's do Wonderful Wizard of Oz. I mean, wouldn't that be fun to do? And I decided to do something that I've never seen any escape room do. We did a big chunk of it in blacklight, okay? Mm-hmm. Because the book describes Kansas as being gray, you know, like dark gray, you know, just like the movie, you know, it was black and white. Yeah. And then when you get to Land of Oz, it's really colorful. And I was like, holy cow, that's just screaming. Do the whole thing in blacklight. And so that's exactly what we did. I posted 6 pictures on St. Louis Escape Facebook page. It got 2 million views.
Wow.
17,000 shares, 17,000 comments. And my likes on my page jumped by 7,000 people in 48 hours.
Wow.
That's yeah, it went crazy. And it kind of proves that, you know, although, let's not make no mistake, I like horror themes, right, and whatever, but there is a bigger market for things that aren't horror. I have people literally contacting me from across the country that want to play this escape room. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And there's so much pressure on me now to make it the best escape room that we've ever done. You know, I'm taking an approach that, you know, we're not going to put it up for booking until I know it's 1,000%. But our escape rooms this year have done 25% better than last year. And then when we add the wizard escape, I'm expecting to go 50%. And we did things that other escape rooms probably don't do, but if you can come up with the room, you know, it makes a lot of sense. We get a lot of corporate parties because we expanded this party room, and we have pinballs. I bought a big buck hunter. You know, I bought this thing called Galaga Assault. It's a big giant video game, and nice. You know, you just have all these things for people to do while they wait, and it's really working for me. So I'm really excited about continuing down this path where you got, you know, revenue coming in every day.
Absolutely. So Larry, we need to wrap up the interview here. So let's go ahead and get all the plugs out of there for people who are coming to Trans World, whether they've been coming for 10 or 11 years or whether they're first timers this year and they want to take advantage of the tours or they want to see what you're all about on the trade show floor. Check out the escape rooms, check out all the cool stuff that is Haunt World, the Darkness, the Lemp Brewery, all that cool stuff. What are the websites and the social medias where people can get information, and what booth are you going to have at Trans World?
Well, as far as the Darkness tour, if you want to go on the behind the scenes tour or go through the Lemp or the Darkness with actors, I would say right now it's probably about 35% sold out. By the end of February, it'll probably be 50, but it goes really fast in March. And so hopefully people can find their way over to darkness.fearticket.com. If they want to book our escape rooms, and I will tell people that we have totally redone our cellar and mummy escape room and our pirate escape room. We redid it, even though we built it and got it open just in time for Trans World. It was totally redone 4 months later based on all the feedbacks. It's actually almost completely different now. And then the Wizard will hopefully open by Trans World to book, but you can do that at stlouisescape.com.
Excellent. Do you know what booth you're at?
I'm not sure what the number is, but it's like one of the ones right when you walk in the door.
Okay. So be looking for the Haunt World booth.
You can't miss it. Look for the big windmill.
There you go. You don't see too many windmills at the trade show floor at Trans World. So look for that, folks. Looks like it's going to be, again, a fantastic Trans World. Be sure to check out haashow.com for all your information on Trans World. If you haven't booked your hotels, you better do it now. Don't forget the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night events happening at the Darkness, the Lemp Brewery, the Lights On, the Ones with Actors. Larry Kirchner, always a pleasure to have you here on Big Scary News.
Hey, well, thanks for having me, and I just want to tell you that every year I always say it's going to be the best tour ever. And people say, you always say that, but it is, because we really focused this year on finding like areas that had virtually nothing going on. And we said, let's turn those areas into something. And we did. And I'm like so stoked about all the new scenes. I think people are going to love them. And I think they're going to be fantastic.
Excellent. Thank you, Meat Hook Jim, for joining us in on the call. My name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
And make sure you check out Larry's, one of Larry's attractions, because it's worth the while.
Absolutely.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.